American music, Paul Whiteman, with the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, and our lovely singing star, Martha Tilton. And here, with a sweeping bow and a cordial welcome to you, is your genial host, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Riggs, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today, in your Radio Hall of Fame, we honor a man whose nimble feet have tapped up the ladder of fame to the top rung. Yes, the very tip-top. Added to his terpsichorean grace is a career mighty solid in the vocal and dramatic departments. All three of these talents, and the man who owns them, Lieutenant Gene Kelly of the United States Navy.
Now, Paul Whiteman, the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, salute our gifted star with a dancing divertissement in the flavor of Vienna. One Touch of Vienna from Marinka.
Come on!
Across the horizons and into your hearts, by way of the musical comedy stage and the silver screen, comes that triple threat star of the entertainment world, singer, dancer, actor, now in the blue of the Navy, and here on leave by virtue of a 48-hour pass, ladies and gentlemen, the Metro-Golden-Mayer star, Lieutenant Gene Kelly.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and hello, Paul.
Glad to have you aboard, Gene. I want you to meet Martha Tilton.
Hello, Martha.
Hello, Gene.
Martha, I want you to be especially nice to the Navy today. He's here on a 48-hour pass, you know.
Don't worry, Paul. I've always wanted to know how a Navy man spends his leave. Say, Gene, what are you going to do while you're here in town?
Oh, this is my big day. I'm really going to live.
Where are you going?
My first stop is the Museum of Natural History, then Grant's Tomb, then the Art Institute, and if I'm lucky, I may be able to squeeze in a few hours at the observatory.
Can I give you a lift in my car?
Oh, no, thanks. I'd rather walk. We Navy men get so little exercise.
Oh, honey, it's so silly of you to walk when I can give you a lift.
Gee, thanks, Martha, but, Navy men never ride with strange women.
Well, aren't you going to have any dates with girls?
Girls? What a way to waste a leave. I'd rather check on Sagittarius.
I see. You're interested in astronomy. Know anything about Venus?
Sure. Planet moving in an orbit between that of Earth at a mean distance from the sun of approximately 67 million miles. The period of exact rotation unknown to science.
Venus is also the goddess of love.
Uh-oh. I see what's coming. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, sorry. My error.
Okay.
Well, I can't get over it. I thought you Navy men were so different, you know, out for fun, nightclubs and burlesque shows.
Oh, you might find an occasional Navy man at a burlesque show, but he's only there for the popcorn.
You mean you're not even going over to Roseland?
Roseland? What's that?
Look, come here and I'll show you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not putting your arm around me.
Oh, relax. I feel like a big sister towards you.
Oh, no. You'll put one arm around me, and then you'll put the other arm around me, and then you'll hold me close, and then you'll start to kiss me, and then...
Yes?
First thing you know, the observatory will be closed.
Save me from this Sagittarius and give me a downbeat. I thought that love was unattainable, was just like reaching for the moon. But love sometimes is unexplainable. I counted my heartaches too soon. I was lonely and blue. I was aimlessly drifting along with a tide like a ship lost at sea. Blue at a table for two, and the sweet serenade that the orchestra played was a blue. Thanks for taking me out of this old world.
into a world that is new. Now my heaven for taking me out of this old world into a world that is new. Now my heaven is blue.
Never better, Martha, never better.
Well, Gene, you certainly have me puzzled.
Puzzled? How come?
You and Sagittarius.
Oh, Gene's giving you the business, Martha. He's played the wolf so much, you know, in Anchors Away and Pal Joy. So he's taken a 48-hour leave from his usual routine.
Oh, so that's it.
Now, don't get me wrong, Martha. I really am interested in Sagittarius. I thank my lucky star for Pal Joey. It's my favorite part.
Ah, that Pal Joey is a fabulous character. A small-time nightclub MC who never passes up a single bet. A proverbial wolf.
Ah, yes. The very essence of a heel. To Joey, dating up a girl was a fine art.
Oh, I remember the original stories as they ran in the New Yorker.
I like the one called Bow Wow.
Oh, yes. The one where he dates up the girl at the pet shop.
Gene, can you slip into Pal Joey in that story?
Why, sure, Martha, if you can slip into the mouse.
Mouse?
Yeah, you know, a girl, a babe, a chick.
Oh, well, yes, I guess I could slip into it.
Then I'll slip over to the sidelines and make with a little appropriate music for you both.
One afternoon, I roll out of my third floor back and I start ankling over to the one arm for a cup of chava. I pass a pet shop. Now I'm not interested in dogs. I never was. But I see this mouse standing there, bent over and talking to one of the dogs in the window. She's about 20 and pretty. Spring was in the air, you know what I mean? And this mouse had a figure you don't see on a second Tuesday of every week. And when you do see a figure like that, you got to do something about it. So I stopped. I get very interested in the dog kingdom. I lean over and start talking to the pooch. Hiyo, fella. Hiyo, Skippy boy. Hello, Skippy.
Oh, is that his name, Skippy?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. I only pretend it is.
Pretend?
Sure. I pass by here every day, and I've gotten to love that dog so much, I just had to name him that.
Skippy, that's a nice name.
Yeah, it's the name of an Airedale I had when I was a kid.
Oh, so you love dogs.
Oh, yes.
Then why don't you buy this one?
Oh, for the same reason I don't buy a Duesenberg anymore. Money.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, it's all right. I'm used to it now.
Anybody who loves dogs as much as you do shouldn't be deprived of them because of money when so many people who don't love them have them and don't treat them properly.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course it is.
Well, I'm saving up so I can buy Skippy. $30.
You'll get it.
Oh, I got to. When I was a kid, my Airedale and I, oh, gosh, we were great pals.
I'll bet you were.
Yes. Until I lost him.
You lost him? How?
Huh? Oh, he was crushed. He was crushed beneath the wheels of a 10-ton truck.
Oh, how awful.
Yes. My family wanted me to buy another dog. They were well-to-do in those days, but I was in prep school at the time, crouton, but I told him that no dog could ever take the place of Skippy in my heart. And I never did, till one day I happen to be going by the shop and my eye catches this little puppy.
But this puppy isn't an Airedale.
Oh, it isn't the breed. There's just something in that puppy's expression that reminds me of poor old Skippy.
You know, he is a little like an Airedale.
Sure he is. Yeah, Skippy.
I never would have taken you for somebody who loves dogs so much.
No, I suppose not. Ever since Papa died and we lost all our finances, well, I guess I don't look as good as I used to. Gosh, I remember when I used to own my own polo pony and had a tennis racket for every day in the week. Look at these clothes. Ready-made. Just to think I used to get them at Amber, Crabby, and Finch.
Oh, you poor boy.
And now I'm working for coffee and cakes, singing and emceeing in that joint down the street here. I don't even look presentable enough to ask a nice girl like you to have a bite to eat with me.
Oh, you mustn't say that.
Well, everything will be all right. Don't cry, miss.
I can't help it.
I shouldn't bother you with my troubles.
Bother? It's no bother at all. I want to hear about you. All about you. Why don't you have a bite to eat with me?
With pleasure, miss. With pleasure.
Gene, so far we haven't said anything about your dancing. When did you first start to hop the buck?
When I was a kid in Pittsburgh, Pa, my mother and father used to take me and the other four Kellys down to the Davis Theater. There every Saturday afternoon we'd see the vaudeville show.
Ah, yes. Whatever happened to vaudeville?
At the Davis, I first saw Pat Rooney, Jack Donahue, Frisco.
And that's how you got your itch to dance?
Sure, I'd watch them. Then when I got home, I'd try out the steps. You know, remember this?
Wait just a second. Here, Marty, give him a break.
Paul, that's it. You know, I put together my first dance routine to Carolina in the Morning.
Well, Carolina in the Morning is a must in our Now and Then books, too. In fact, that's it for today.
Well, let's hear it, Paul.
As recorded in 1922 by the Whiteman Band. Take us way down south to Carolina, boys. Take us down.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories wind around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girly where the dew is curly early in the morning. Bonner, rise and bonner up and kiss this little buttercup and dog, morning. If I had Aladdin's and for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning, just eating breakfast, morning, in dear old Dixie, morning.
Paul, it's great to tap down memory lane like that. And now in your 1945 style, let's hear the Paul Whiteman touch as applied to that same Carolina.
Nothing could be
come, meeting for many days to come. Let there be song everywhere in the world that the world can share.
Radio Service.